Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and friends beyond the binary, it's time for the podcast by the podcaster that highly encourages you to track down the live version of Dionne Warwick's What the World Needs Now. It's the one with the call and response to the audience. I'll link to it in the show notes and whatever your music service of choice is, and I'll link to it in the show notes, but because that is what the world, you know, it's the only thing. It's the only thing that there's just too little of other than sleep. And this is the podcast that brings you, puts you to sleep. Thank you to the nodderators of our Facebook group, sleepwithmepodcast.com/nods. It's a listener community. Summer Sarah, Lauren Lida, Julie and Jennifer, the nodderators over there. So amazing. And then the community around this show, we got Scotty and Jennifer on our artwork. Chris Posty Posterson and Carl edit the show. Chris does the theme music. Jonathan Mann does our lullabies. And we're all in this mic. Like, I'm here to help you fall asleep. Talk about an honor. Holy cow. So I guess I just did the credits and the recommendations in one there. But thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting me in the show with your words. We're just saying, you know, showing kindness. Lately, I've been showered in kindness and it feels it's like taking a bath shower is how nice it is. And I couldn't sustain the work that goes into this show without those showers, because you know, then I wouldn't be, you know, then I'd be like, oh man, I kind of feel so grungy, I can't make the show. So anyway, thank you, and let's get on with the show. Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that's here to put you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. I'm going to do the rest. And what I'm going to do is create a safe place where you can set aside whatever's keeping you awake, whether it's thinking, feeling, sensing, stuff, you know, no outside noises, travel. And for an example, I'm in a hotel. Any outside noises you hear are part of this episode. I've done on-location episodes before. And I've done episodes in a hotel room where I've tried to get rid of all the sound in the hotel room. But I've never done one in a hotel room with, like, I don't know if it's ambient noise, without worrying about the background noise. So all you need to do is get in bed, turn on the light, press play. That's what I'm going to try to distract you here. And what I'm going to do is talk about what I can see from my hotel room. This is also a first, and it should be pretty fun. I'm going to go kind of straight into the episode. Sometimes these can be a little bit longer, these intros, but yeah, send my voice across the deep, dark night to take your mind off stuff. So if you're new here, welcome. This is a different episode. Not all our episodes are filmed, recorded on location. And I have to get straight into the episode because I'm so distracted. But yeah, I'm your boyfriend. I want to, you kick back if you're new here. Listen. And I'm just going to describe what I see from my room, you know, take some meanders, ponder some thoughts, probably do two different segments. One, it's about dinner time here, and I'll explain where I am and why I'm here, and then maybe tomorrow, oh, Megabus is going by. I saw it on the other side of the freeway, now it's going by, $1, the blue Megabus. See, I'm already distracted. I wonder if it's going right or straight. We will see here. I don't see the Megabus. It's behind the building. Maybe a red light waiting for the Megabus. Could have gone left, and there's a building my way, so I can't see the intersection. I can only see after the intersection. Still no sign of the Megabus. Waiting for the Megabus here. But yeah, if you're hearing any noises, five freeway is... I don't know how far that is. Don't worry. The Megabus should have gone through, so it probably went left or I'd missed it somehow. It could have made a hard right and is parked right where I can't see. But yeah, you can hear the sounds of the 5 freeway. It is, It is about 5:37 p.m. and I'm here in Burbank, California, Los Angeles area. Tonight, by the time you hear this, I would have been a guest on Dan Harmon's Harmontown. So I hope that went good. I hope I was a good guest. But yeah, I'm staying here in the Burbank Holiday Inn, and I happened to get a room. I got really nervous, and I said, kept calling. I said, I got to get into the room early to record a show. And now it's 5 p.m., and I'm just getting to recording the show. But I'm here at Burbank. The sun is slowly headed down. It's behind some clouds. Soon it'll be behind the other building for the Holiday Inn. But I happen to get this room with this great view. I said, what am I going to do an episode about? Will I be able to do an episode while I'm in Burbank? Or will I, because I don't like falling behind on shows. I want to have, shows ready to go. But then when I, go places, I say, well, let me do something a little different. So just in case anybody, I'm not sure the date, October something, 24th or 23rd. If you were on the 5 headed north, pretty much any time, I'm watching the actual freeway back up. Looks like they're expanding the freeway here, the 5. And you can actually see, where the expansion is, it must at some point reduce in lanes, so traffic is at a crawl. And right when it gets to me, I wish I had an ability to fly, because I could fly down and wave at everybody. Because where I can see the freeway directly across from where I'm looking, it's where traffic finally speeds up. And if anyone's wondering, it's in LA. It's right by the new IKEA. I walked by there earlier. It hasn't opened yet. I was tempted to try to sneak in because that would have been awesome. And just wander. That would have been an episode, but then I would have probably gotten in trouble. But yeah, I have a view of what I believe is Griffith Park and all that. Where the backside, I don't see the Hollywood sign, but the hills above Los Angeles. I don't know. I'm not good at landmarks, and I didn't pull out a map. L.A. Zoo should be somewhere there. Johnny Carson Park, I think. I saw that on Google Maps. I don't know. I think a couple cemeteries that I can see directly across from me. Radio Tower. Beautiful stuff. A normal human would probably not be in their hotel room. But as I said, what caught my eye was the Megabus. Right when I started, here goes a train. It's the Metro line. Oh, and you can just hear it. How lovely. Metrolink. I think there's a train station and a bus station. I can see the bus depot. That's actually a station. There's 4 buses parked there that I can see. It makes sense that Burbank would have its own station, right? And also, what caught my eye first, and actually we lost a car, is the right across from the freeway from my hotel is the Hollywood Piano. And they're having a piano sale, in case you're in the market for a piano. Now, it's Sunday late afternoon, so I don't know if there's a lot of... I don't know what their hours were, but there was a car, and there's still one car left in the parking lot. So someone is working at Hollywood Piano. There was another vehicle in the parking lot before that. And I won't describe it, just in case somebody was supposed to, and if there's other workers that are supposed to be there, there's a couple trucks. I don't know if those are piano delivery trucks. They look like ice cream, frozen food delivery trucks. A food truck just went by on the highway. I wonder if anybody's looking into my room from the other room. I think the sun's reflecting off my windows, hopefully, because hopefully there won't be anybody, coming to get me in trouble. But yeah, the freeway's still backed up. Everyone's lights are on, which is nice. Oh, food truck drove by. Did I say that? There goes a... Hey, there's a lot of, here comes a bus. And let's see. So let's start with the Hollywood Piano. And work our way. That's in the center of my viewing. And as I described, it's parking lot. Wow, that's riveting, riveting, riveting stuff. I'm tempted to stand up, but I don't want to, to shuffle too soon. It's pretty boring, even for a sleep podcast. So I'm definitely going to have to work it here, because behind Hollywood Piano is the most descriptive, nondescript building. There's actually all the buildings behind Hollywood Piano. Talk about unlucky. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then a giant sixth, all nondescript buildings. Nothing, not even the graffiti has been painted over recently. Right at the Alameda Ave exit. That's pretty funny. I think that's what that says. My eyes aren't perfect. On the local street, another orange bus going by, too far away for me to read its advertisements. But yeah, who would think that I would get six nondescript buildings, 4 in white, 1 in beige, and 1 in gray. You know, lots of air conditioning units on the roof. So that's the next layer behind Hollywood Piano. The layer after that is continuing the theme of nondescript, describing nondescript buildings. Sleep With Me, the podcast that, makes you wish you, it puts you to sleep. You know, this is nice. Can you hear the freeway? That's the sounds of the cars driving on by. But yeah, getting closer, and then I'm getting closer to the window. Like, that's going to help me describe things. But oh, wow, there's a beautiful tree. So after the nondescript buildings is another round of buildings that are nondescript, but their views being blocked by the nondescript buildings. Then after that is an angle, a street running at an angle instead of, grids. And there seems to be some sort of municipal lots. I see what look to be garbage trucks or street cleaning trucks. I see some utility or tree trimming trucks, some shuttle buses, someone taking a bribe, but no one's taking, no city employees or county employees are taking bribes, but that I can see. That was a bad joke. I was trying to think of something funny to say. But yeah, like what you would call a yard, whatever they say, hey, go take this down and get it washed at Johnson's yard or something. Why, where they park trucks and stuff. Another thing that caught my eye is another hotel. I see two people walking to their car, one and a man in a maroon shirt and blue shorts. And this is another brand hotel. It has some cool lights on the side of it. It's got some green lights. And the palm trees. Looks to be a pretty new hotel. Smaller one. One you'd stay at longer. Actually, I think I almost booked a room there. But I got a great deal here. And then how lucky did I get? I got to check in early so I could procrastinate. Took a nap, actually, too. Wow. Been a few months since I've taken a nap. That was holy moly. The sun is amazing. It's behind the other Holiday Inn building, but its rays are shooting up through a cloud, and they're separating into the, heavens or, the sky, like where you can actually see rays, sun rays. And you really can't beat that. It looks holy mackerel. You get this one massive cloud. Now I have a bird flapping in front of the cloud. It's got to be miles away. I mean, maybe not. Maybe you just say it's impossible, Scoots. But man, look at the sky is aglow. I'm aghast, and the sky is aglow. And, we got the nice puffy clouds, and we also have the nice wispy clouds. Now, if you want a weather report, to my left, though, it looks like it's going to rain. I'm leaning forward. I'm sitting in the desk just to set the mood here. I'm right up against the window. I'm sitting in the hotel room desk chair as close as I can get just so, you get all those juicy freeway sounds. And this, I guess, is meta because I was sleeping and I really found it comforting. Like, I was having trouble. I really needed a nap because I was stressed and tired because I didn't sleep good last night. And so I said, okay, come on, let's get a nap on. And then I was having trouble falling asleep. But so I was like, well, maybe I'll just lie here and rest. But I'd love it if I could fall asleep. And then I drifted into the old sleep with me zone. And I started hearing, I heard trains. I heard, you know, siren V. Oh, we got something. We have a woman in the parking lot of the hotel down there with one of the brightest caps I've ever seen in my life. Neon peach. I don't know if it's quite pink. It's a neon coral. Wow, is that a bright hat. And then she has a nice pink jacket in under her arm. And they just got out of an SUV, Uber, probably Uber SUV. Very, very brightest cap I've ever seen at a distance. If she was Waldo, she'd be found. And I mean, we're talking pretty far away from me. Update at the bus depot. We have 3 buses still there. No, listen to that sound. I think that's a motorcycle. I'm not sure if you could hear that, but that was a nice little ooh, very blue car. You know, to change subjects yet again, there's a Tesla dealership. I walked by there. I thought about lying on the hood of one of the Teslas and taking some selfies, but then I figured that would be. I wondered, I said, do you think people that work at Tesla dealerships can run faster than people that work at regular car dealerships? You know, because I was trying to picture them chasing me down the street. Okay, so back, where were we? We were at the yard. And as we move beyond the yard, we see some, lower slung apartment buildings like I've lived in, you know, 2 or 3-story apartment buildings, interspersed with, you know, more nondescript buildings. I wish I had an assistant I could look up rent prices. I was wondering, I said, well, what's the rent like in Burbank? Because a lot of Bay Area people are fleeing to Los Angeles because for people my age, the idea of home ownership has become, fantasy. That really, so it's like, oh, well, if you want to buy a house, you know, Los Angeles is a little bit more affordable. I mean, for all things. And it's beautiful. What a beautiful day it is here to be in my hotel room. Actually, a couple other big good pieces of news for this Holiday Inn. It, just in case you're a fan, it has a windsock on the roof of the other one. And not just one, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 wind gauge. So I don't know if they have something going with one of the local meteorologists, but it also has the lights because we're close to the Burbank Airport. That's why I'm staying here, because it's close to the Burbank Airport. And, you know, because I don't know why else, because I got to get from the hotel or get from the airport to the hotel and then try to bus 3103 going by here, just in case no ads on that bus that I can read, you know, check into the hotel and then, you know, steal my nerves until I go on Harmontown, I don't know. I said, isn't there a part of me that's very excited to go on Harmontown? And the scared part of me said, well, I'm not going to give any of the room, you know, I'm too scared to consider any other possibilities. So let's see. Let's get back to Burbank, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and friends beyond the binary. We're back in Burbank. Oh, yeah, I can see the entrance to the yard. It has a California state flag and a U.S. flag flying full mast. And then we go to the apartment buildings. Then we get to another park, it looks like, or like a tree line. There's a lot of trees. Burbank's got its share of trees. So, well, there's a loud, you know, mufflerless vehicle keeping the people of Burbank up if they were sleeping at 5:30. But, yeah, I'm not sure if it's a park. Again, I wish this window had, an overlay that I could tap on. But it looks like maybe a Burbank City Park or something. I don't know if I'm looking towards Burbank or what. Let me grab a map and let me pause it. And then, that'll be a little bit more. Maybe we'll learn something. I'm back here with, map in hand, Google Map. Yeah, it looks like that park is George Ize Park. I only have one hand, you know, I have one hand on the mic, so I can't look up what it's named after, but I'm sure it's something great. And then we have the Forest Lawn and Mount Sinai Hollywood Hills cemeteries that I can see. And I don't know if those are the famous ones or not, you know, because I'm not very useful at that kind of stuff. But, you know, you can see that. I guess the right somewhere is Universal City, according to the map. And I don't know if that means Universal Studios or just means Universal's offices. But you, I got to tell you, I got to update you on this gorgeous, gorgeous sky now. And the beautiful, you know, one thing that Los Angeles just doesn't get credit for is it's a natural beauty. I mean, you have the park I'm looking at, which, of course, I said, well, it's Griffith Park or something, which I think it is. Yeah, looking at the map, it's Griffith Park. And the Greek Theater's there. I used to have some good times there when I lived in L.A. And the Los Angeles Zoo and Botanical Gardens is not far. Hollywood sign. Gene Autry Museum of the West. I think there's some trains down there. But this sky, that's what... Oh, Los Angeles is natural beauty. Let me describe the sky to you first, because you have all these beautiful mountains encircling the city. Or encircling the metropolitan area, maybe that's a better way to describe it. But man, we've got some clouds that feature grays and purples. The sky still has some blue to it, but as you go lower, you're getting some orangish pink coloring. And then, you know, there's actually, I got to tell you, there's Purple Mountain. We're in the midst of Purple Mountain majesty here. Now, in some sense, this is the fruited plains of human creation and human beings doing stuff. And on the other side of the mountains is the fruited plains of the Central Valley. You know, I mean, not directly, but, you know, we have, we have Purple Mountain. I mean, I'm looking right now at Purple Mountain Majesty, I guess to my northwest, I don't know. Is that Runyon Canyon? I don't know what I'm looking at, but it looks good. I'll tell you that much. I can tell you that for a fact. F-A-C-T. And we're also getting the sun hitting some of these buildings in Universal City or whatever. And I see this one building that looks like it's close to Johnny Carson Park on the map. And it is getting lit up just like that woman's hat. That same color, electric coral pink. Lovely, lovely, lovely. I mean, unbelievable. Also have a water tower near that building. I don't know if that's on a lot of, you know, but that was one of the things back when I was a kid. And then, you know, for the decades before that, you know, that was one sign, you know, you were making movies, you had a water tower. I don't know if there's a 99% invisible about that, or any other podcast. Like, why did, was it just a thing? Was that like, I mean, I guess that would be a sign of power. Be like, well, I got extra water. You know, where you talk about landed gentry. It's like, not only do I got this land, I mean, I guess it's weird for movie producing, but you're like, yeah, we got all this water. We can make movies whenever the hell we want because we got plenty of water here. You know, we'll say, how many gallons? I mean, the good thing about water, you know, the underrated thing about water towers is this water pressure. And I learned that from one of my jobs, you know, to say, okay, well, you know, the water, if you have to get on the sprinkler system or, you know, spray it by a hose, if the water's up high, it's going to have great pressure. So I guess that's something. But yeah, I was talking about the beauty of the hills around Los Angeles, the trees. You know, and it's just, it was really stressed coming down here. And I said, geez, could I please, I wish I was a sane person and I wish I would be able to enjoy it. And I think I have found a little bit of enjoyment, now, because the irony is I had to isolate myself. I said, well, I mean, maybe my next trip down here, hopefully I may want to go on George's show, would be the next time I come down here. But, good friend. It's just someone just pulling into the Black Angus with their blinkers on, their hazard lights. Let's watch this. Sorry for the interruption. Breaking news. Silver car with its hazard lights on. Tried to go into the Black Angus. Now it's in the hotel parking lot. It's making an oval. Tentatively moving. It does have a moonroof. It's a silver four-door vehicle. Looks newish. Can't tell the make of the model. Probably a Camry. But it could be a Mercedes. You say, holy moly. It's parking. It's not parking. It's sitting. Yeah, this is good stuff here. Let's see what it's doing. Oh, there's a, I think there's a motorcycle, not a, like a dirt bike or something also in this hotel parking lot, but it's up on a kickstand. So it's wheels up. It looks like a leaping horse. Car's still sitting there. I mean, I guess this is like, wasn't there a Gene Hackman movie about this? Like he was recording stuff and then, caused him a lot of trouble. Was that a Hitchcock movie? Okay, silver car, I'm still monitoring. But speaking of weather reports, the weather from the south that I had to lean forward to see is now swept so that 50% of my sky is cloudy. I don't see any rain yet, but what an effect. Holy, like fish song, divided sky, the wind blows high. And because of the setting sun, it could be fog or it could be rain clouds, but they have like a, wow, they have this wispy purple, gray, bruised color, the color of bruises on the bottom of these clouds, but they seem like they're almost a jellyfish a little bit, nearly translucent. I'm not sure, maybe that's the rain or the water content. It does look like it's raining where the map says the Hollywood sign is. I guess those would be I don't know if those are the Hollywood Hills. I just know, you know, Holiday Inn, Hotel Motel, Holiday Inn is where I'm at. Not a sponsor, but I don't have anything bad to say either. So don't contact your barristers. This is a free, oh, the silver car's moving. Maybe it was an Uber because it's now leaving the parking lot, but I did miss any activity. Another bus going by, 4117. It does look like a can. No, I think that is a Mercedes Benz. I mean, no, you know, K car designers. I can't tell the day, and it could be some other car too. And you know, I don't know if that's a big deal. You know, but if you're looking, just in case anybody's also wondering, the slowdown on the 5 continues. Now on the other side, I guess it would be 5 South. I'm presuming this is the 5. I think I'm pretty sure it is, but that's moving very well. Like if you needed to get somewhere between Hollywood Piano and what I can see, now's the time to do it. Now the lights on the bus depot on the buses are coming on, which is nice. Black Angus sign has been on all day, and the Black Angus. It looks like a decent amount of people are already at Black Angus. I guess maybe watching football or eating steaks. Makes me wonder. I got to figure out what I'm going to eat. Let's see. I'm leaning forward and looking to my right. You can see some planes lined up for the Burbank Airport in their landing patterns. It does seem to be like some sort of cogeneration plant, possibly across the freeway to the right. I don't know if that's a natural gas plant, but I see, you know, a smokestack, and most of the building is blocked, but some sort of possible power plant. Not positive on that. The clouds are really moving now. Really slow. But they are moving. And I'm going to stand now. I don't know if I sound any different. Maybe I'm even closer to the window. And I'm looking north. And, you know, just looking at some of these local Burbank buildings. They're your typical 3 or 4 story. They seem to be general office buildings. I don't know if they're mixed use commercial because I never knew what that meant. But they could be green and light. Good news for everybody waiting at that light. Because now you get to go. Go ahead. It's green. Now, looking back towards what we may be calling Universal City beyond George's Park, there's a nice building. It's a black building, but then it has like a vertical, what do you call that? Like the upper right angled corner is like a silver white color. That's been catching my eye. So, and you can just see the scrub here of this beautiful Griffith Park. It's humongous. Just huge. And you can see, I guess what we call, I don't know what they call that. I always, manzanita, is that what it's called? And brown grass. And, you know, some trees. Wow, the sky now above Griffith Park is a lavender colored sky. I haven't seen that. I mean, because of the setting sun and the fog or the rain, it's a lavender color. It's beautiful. Wow. And as you go further up, it's more of a purplish, the bruisey color. Plane just took off at Burbank Airport. I'm assuming it's a Southwest flight. My flight in was great, by the way. I had my full row and everything. I did get a window seat. I was in the B boarding group. Still managed to get a window seat. No reason to rush. Oh, there's a boat shop. If I lean really forward and there's a boat in front for sale, maybe. You know, still taking bids if you wish. And right at the actual hotel I'm staying at, they have like a nice little, I guess what you'd call a wedding pavilion. They have like a little gazebo with stone paths, a couple of ponds, a bench, like fountain, a couple fountains actually. They even have a pool. It's right below my room though, so I have to do this to look at the pool. It's empty. As a light is one light in the pool. Between the window, I'm like, it has a nice blue stripe separating, you know, shallow from the deep end. And now the lights are coming on. Is it Los Angeles? It's a city of angels, but is it the city of lights? Oh no, that's Paris. I mean, there's a lot of lights here, but maybe, you know, Paris. Holy mackerel, now. Oh, what a magnificent sky now. So the lavender is now fronted by some deep pinks. Oh, man, this looks like a painting almost. There's different patches, like off to the right above the hills. It's just this round patch of pink. And then, you know, following where the sun is setting, this is amazing. I wish I was a better describer because you just have one of those, I mean, near mystical looking. I mean, I don't know if you could paint it because it could be something from outer space. There's layers of purples and pinks and way more on the, you know, the nighttime color look, like really iridescent pinks with dark, dark purples and grays. And wow, exactly. I guess that woman's color of her hat really set the mood because these are pinkish, too. Just amazing, amazing stuff. And I guess that'll be it for tonight. You know, why not end it here with the setting of the sun? And then I'll return for a little commentary in the morning and we'll get a little taste of Burbank at night and boredom delight and Burbank in the morning. Nervous people take warning. Thanks. I'm back. It's only been a few minutes, but it's not morning. I wanted to give you an update. The sun is still setting. And the clouds have become still amazing, but it's heading more towards the horizon. I don't know if those are striations. They might make my hip want to do some gyrations, though. They look so good. Amazing, amazing sky. And, you know, clouds look good. I don't know if it's going to rain. We should probably check that. But, and the lights, as I said, are coming on. And, you know, now this is a bit of an in you know, this is like a, in, you know, a lot of lights are functional lights, especially in the nondescript buildings have nondescript lights. I don't know why anyone, you know, why are there any great songs about, you know, there's nondescript buildings and their lights? Like, there's songs about tiny bubbles, but, you know, not boring buildings. So, was that in the show Weeds? So, that was Tiny Houses, right? And I think that was the great, that was a great song that opened Weeds, and I always enjoyed it. But yeah, I'm looking out at an nondescript. Talk. This is like, I guess they might have known. They said, "Is this, is that Scooter going into that room? Make sure you get him the room with the view of the boring, you know, those boring buildings." And he said, "Well, it's just yeah. Oh boy, Hollywood Piano Sights. I just watched live as Hollywood Piano sign went on, and first the piano lit up, and then the Hollywood. It was breathtaking. I mean, you can hear my reaction." And that is not a forced reaction. It was, I was surprised, I guess. I didn't expect on a Sunday night, but it's free advertising, right? And I guess maybe the last car is gone from the parking lot. So presumably they closed at 6. But the sign is on. I think the business next door to Hollywood Piano, it looks like it may be a for lease sign. But that's like a nondescript but describable building. It's, you know, the Hollywood piano building is a maroon, a deep, deep maroon. By the way, they're having a piano sale, just in case you didn't hear me the first few times I mentioned it. But it's a maroon, like one of those granite brick buildings, I believe. Or granite, whatever those, masonry block buildings. I don't know how to describe it. But the building next door looks to be a brick building and a little bit newer. It's got some rectangular windows that have sun treatment or whatever, so they're smoked out or whatever you want to call it. And this hotel down here, you know, remember, I don't know if you remember 15 minutes ago when I was describing the lights on the hotel, but they did catch my eye, and now they're even catching because they shoot down the side of the hotel, giving you know, like a laser effect. So on the parking lot side of this Residence Inn there, I said it, there's some red, deep reds, and then there's green on the side closest to my hotel, and then some purplish blue, that LED, I love that LED purplish blue, holy moly, give me that every Christmas from here till eternity, because those are supposed to last that long. We may have some lighting effects. The lights change. Holy moly, talk about. The lights change colors on this hotel. Not only do the Hollywood, I'm here. Not only do I have nondescript buildings, but I have slow lighting effects. Now all the lights on the hotel are changing colors. And they're all going from the purplish blue to a more purple, lavender. Oh, they... Whoa, they just all went to green right as I was trying to describe it. Green lasers. What will be next? Well, you'll be here live to hear it. They're green lights still, except on the parking lot side is blue. Which lights will change first? Who will know? Another bus going by slowly. Red light as we wait for the lights to change. And they do. The parking light lights change from blue to purple. And the street side lights change from purple or from green. You're right. Green to blue, the color I've grown to adore. Lights on the Airmark building are also lit up. I'm keeping an eye on the time because I'm waiting for a pizza to get delivered to the lobby. So I'll head down in a minute. Ooh, the lights just went from blue to purple. Parking lights went to red. And you can't, and they're still back up on the 5. It's moving pretty good as I lean it forward as far as I could see. And I always remember this part of the 5. I don't remember the Hollywood Piano. I'm sorry, but I always remember getting to Griffith Park and kind of this windy bend. And I think you pass like one of the Disney buildings at some point. And clothing lights are now green and red, holiday colors. But I do enjoy this part of the five. Plus, it's always makes me. And then you get. I think you go through. Would you have already gone? I guess you go through downtown LA next. And then you always wonder, like, how long is it going to take, you know? And then I think, I don't know if you're done with your decisions. Do you just stay on the five or what? But yeah, that's all for now. I just had to tell you about these lights on this hotel. I couldn't let you miss it. Now, my hotel has green lights, you know, going with the Holiday Inn theme. And they're pretty good. And the gazebo's lit up in case you, are looking for an evening wedding or evening romance, a proposal maybe. And there's a car going out of the Black Angus parking lot. All right, I'll talk to you soon.
Good morning, everybody. It's only been a minute for you, but it's the morning here. And the garbage is being picked up at the Black Angus as we speak. There's someone out walking, and it's about 8 a.m. And it's rainy, and the traffic is... it's not at a standstill, but, you know, it's a Monday morning, and the traffic... There's traffic. I mean, in all honesty, I'd say, well, geez, get off of L.A.'s back. I've seen a lot worse. A couple updates. The leaping motocross bike or whatever still in the hotel parking lot below me. And the sky is it's divided once again, and it's a lovely sky. The backside of Griffith Park has a what would you call it? Like it's a. An eighth from the top, a quarter from the top is a cloud or a bank of fog, a small one. It's not a patch because it's too long to be a patch. What would you call it? It's not a bank, not a stream, not a patch. A stream of fog, a string of fog, a stream maybe. We've got, it looks like the rain is mostly to the... either the south or the east or the west, not to the north. It looks maybe dry in the north. Hard for me to say. But yeah, good morning for me. Good evening for you. The buses are running, you know, bustling Monday morning. But maybe it's a calm. Oh, yeah, update. My appearance on Harmontown went really well. Everybody there was just amazingly, amazingly kind, and mind-blowingly nice people. Dan and Jeff and Cody and Spencer, Dustin and Steve. And I guess as I look out the window, maybe I'll see if anything catches me. So let's see. I left this hotel. I got some pizza. Then I came back. I'm gonna have some of the rest of the pizza for breakfast. But yeah, I had some pizza, and then I was procrastinating, then I had to, like, iron my shirt. And then I called an Uber, and it was in Glendale, and it was one of those ones where it said 5 minutes, then it would go to 9 minutes. And it would stay at 9 minutes, and I didn't want to be late, you know, but holy moly. I didn't want to be too early, but I didn't want to be late. So then... I overthought and I canceled that Uber, and you can still hear the morning freeway sound, so don't worry, you're not missing out. But then the Uber came, and the Uber driver was wicked cool. I have his name, but of course I don't have it in front of me, but he was wicked nice. Well, I canceled one Uber, then I got a second one who was dropping someone off right by my hotel. He came and picked me up. And he's a big fan of Dan's, so that was cool. He was a harmonian. And so we talked about that. We talked about Rick and Morty for a while. The Uber driver's actually from the Bay Area. And so that was really cool. We were talking about podcasts, and he's a big fan of No Sleep. And I told him, you know, I never met David Cummings, but David Cummings seems like a great guy. And he said, "Don't worry." I said, "I got to be there at 7:45." He said, "Don't worry, you'll make it. You'll make it." So we drove there, And we hit some traffic, so I was, you know, I was stressing like you wouldn't believe. But they gave me something to fixate on. And then I got to the Nerd Melt, where they have where they record Harmontown. And then I was like, oh, there's a, like, everyone was in line to get into the theater, and I was like, meandering, you know, trying to get around the line and worrying about that. And then it hit me. I said, oh boy, I'm going to meet Dan Harmon here. And just a social arc. I said, oh man, like, not only do I have to not mess up the show part, I forgot about the social anxiety part. But then I went in, I met Dan and Cody and Steve, and this was just talked. And turns out human beings are human beings. And nice people are nice people. Good people are good people. So we did some chit-chatting, and then we talked about what was going on with the show. And, you know, then did some more chit-chatting, and then Jeff, who's the comptroller, came in, and he was dressed to the nines, as he always is, and just getting distracted by Hollywood Piano's sign is off the business next door. There's a car in the parking lot, though. But then they went over some stuff for their sponsor, and they were kind of talking about that, you know, business type stuff. And then me and Dan were talking, and then the show started, or got ready to start, and he kind of led me. I can't say enough how nice Dan is. This was the moment where, like a tiny human moment. What happened was, we had to leave like the room. I guess they call it the green room. That's where you sit. And he's like, okay, come with me. I'm going to go on stage, and then you'll come out, you know. And then we had to cut through the theater, and I kind of froze because I was like, oh, wait, is Dan going straight on stage? But I didn't say anything, and he detected it. And he said, oh, no, just keep following me. And that moment really made my night, and then Dan went on stage, and there's like a control room because they live stream the show, and a big Harmon fan, that's like people were watching the live stream, and thank you for the support. And then well, you can listen to the show, but I get to watch the show from off stage. That was really fun, and kind of see, I don't know. And I couldn't believe how unnervous I was. I think it was like Dan disarmed me, and I realized, okay, I'm going to be okay. This will be okay. And then the show, I have fragmented memories of the show, so I'll have to re-listen to it. But, you know, I won't have my view of the show will be much different than anyone else's, because, you know, I don't have a sane, you know, way of looking at it. Balance, you know, the five is really moving north. It was more backed up yesterday. This construction slowdown doesn't seem to be causing a traffic backup. But I don't know if anybody takes north through Burbank to work. The show. I mean, the show went great. If I take anything away from it, it's like, geez, I had great respect for Dan. I liked what he did. And Jeff, and afterwards, and now, my respect, and putting a human face on things. I don't know. I guess it comes back to and this kind of came up in the show. It's like a nice. I don't know, but it's touched. I was as I sit here, I try to diffuse the fog bank on Lake Griffith Park is actually increasing. Now it is a bank, and it's kind of pouring over this one ridge and getting denser. So the appearance went great. I think neutrally I could say that. You know, my internal critic is like, oh boy. And I didn't get a chance to say that on the show, but that's like the first time I've been in that situation in my life. So, and what a great opportunity. I'm totally touched. And then after the show, there was another Dan there, a listener of the podcast, Dan M, who gave me a book, and that was unbelievably touching, and just came right up to me. I think I was talking to somebody else first that didn't like that was going to check out the podcast, and then I talked to Dan, and we had a nice hug, and we got a picture. Not sure. Hopefully, he took it on his camera because I don't even. Somehow my camera, my phone filled up too. But then, so I met Dan and he gave me a book and it was so nice. And then our friend Ahab's wife Faye was also at the show, so then I got to meet Faye and give her a hug. And Faye happens to be best friends with the Silvertone. Chris Williams, the official jazz singer of the podcast. So then I spent a few minutes thanking Dan and Cody and Dustin and saying bye to Jeff and Spencer. I don't think I said bye to Spencer. But, you know, and that was awkward just because I couldn't put into words how thankful I was. But then I went, so then it ends up, so Faye is best friends with the jazz singer of the podcast, the Silvertone. And if you're in L.A., it turns out they play the Silvertone's playing in a band at Now Boarding. And it just happened to be around the corner from the theater. And, you know, I didn't know how stressed I would be after the show, but I felt great. You know, like I had a lot of adrenaline going, but... you know, I wasn't freaked out or devastated or, so then Faye was like, oh, let's go see the Silvertone. So we walked or drove over to the theater, to this lounge, I guess it was, and, where the Silvertone's playing, and we went in and he was singing and doing kind of songs from the Rat Pack, and he didn't know who I was. And then during break, I got to meet him and, it was just another great moment. Holy moly. And then at some point he sang the song he wrote about the podcast, Wings of Pointlessness. Tried to record that on my phone, but that got messed up too. But geez, and then just to listen to he's got actual dulcet tones, and he really is a performer. This was something this guy was, but he's crafted, you know, he's worked hard, but he's born to do it. Watching him on stage, working the audience, dancing, and his band was great. And then that was it. And then I came back here and tossed and turned for a while and woke up a lot, you know, because my brain was trying to process everything that happened. But yeah, I guess like I'm sitting back here I got to get brush my teeth and get moving here. If fog at some point will come over this ridge, it's headed down into these cemeteries now. And but yeah, like I don't know. I guess like I am developing some adult skills because I honestly was like, there's no way. I couldn't possibly see me going on stage. I was really, really nervous. And I was nervous about meeting Dan, you know, because he just wanted to be really, like, consider him a brilliant, brilliant person. And I guess maybe it was harder because I listened to Harmontown. And I could tell you that DJ Logic was on Harmontown a couple weeks ago. And he had said how nervous he was, and that was a big help to me. I forgot to mention that, too. That was really nice. But, geez, I don't know. I'm really thankful that, and the way Dan found out about the show is hopefully Cody's mom's asleep, but Cody's mom listened to the podcast, told Cody, Dan's girlfriend, about the podcast, and then Cody told Dan about the podcast. And then the Silvertone told Faye about the podcast. And then I got to go. So you really are wonderful people. Anybody that can't sleep, you know, I'm honored to be here, whether it's to put you to sleep or just to be here sitting looking out at 5 North, traffic is so low. 5 South, it's packed, but it's moving. Here at Dull Chopper 5, Fog Watch, almost to the peaks of Griffith Park, almost fully enrobed in fog. And yeah, so good night, and I'll talk to you soon.